Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I am Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this episode, David Germain, Director in Charge of Africa and Americas at the Seychelles Tourism Board, joins me to discuss the contribution of tourism to the Seychelles Island as it celebrates 250 years of existence. Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm privileged to be joined by David Germain. He's the head for Africa and Americas at the Seychelles Tourism Board, overseeing those markets. So, David, good afternoon from Cape Town.
Good afternoon, Kojo. Thank you for the opportunity.
So tell us more about what you guys are doing.
Kojo, the Seychelles, when the pandemic first started, at the end of March, it actually reached our shores by the visitors that were coming in. The authorities acted very, very quickly and put everything under control. And in a few weeks later, they decided to close the airspace of Seychelles, the borders, the port, and the airport. It was a very tough decision, because the tourism is the main industry for the Seychelles. It indirectly and directly touches the lives of the 95,000 people in Seychelles. So it was really a very delicate decision to take, but they had to take it anyway. And we went through the whole process of organizing protocols and guidelines, educating the population in Seychelles as to what is going on in the world and what we need to do in the country, what is being done and why it is being done. To mention that it's the Department of Health in Seychelles that was mandated by government as the authority to take hold of the pandemic, to issue the guidelines and protocols. And Seychelles remains virtually closed to the world. And all our offices overseas, we have 14 offices all over the world, we remain active. We remain active virtually in contact with all our trade partners all over the world, airlines, different parts of the world, and updating them as to what is going on in Seychelles and what we are doing, until the government decided to open up the destination on the 1st of June. The Seychelles was open to specific travel. First, it was the super yachts, which were allowed to come into Seychelles, private jets as well, all of this from specific countries that people were allowed to come into Seychelles. It worked very, very well for us, because these people were luxury travelers, and they can afford to go into the luxury establishments on the outer islands, on what we call the one island, one resort category of accommodation in the Seychelles. And it generated quite a bit of business and visitors to the Seychelles.
Okay. Now go ahead, please.
Thereafter, Seychelles opened up to commercial flights from the 1st of August. We opened our airspace and border as well to commercial flights. Visitors from specific countries as well are allowed to come in. How it has been worked out is there's three categories of countries. There is the low risk countries, medium risk countries, and the high risk countries. High risk countries are those the most affected. Medium risk, obviously, are those the less affected, and low risk is the lesser and lesser affected. There is a list which is constantly updated, and visitors can monitor and see if they are entitled to visit Seychelles, and then they just follow the protocols, which is in line And this is working very nicely for us because in line with this, our airline partners have already started flying to Seychelles. Airlines such as Emirates, Etihad, Ethiopian Airlines are flying to Seychelles with less frequencies than before, but they are coming into the destinations. And we have other airlines like British Airways coming in this month, September. Qatar Airways is due to come in with Turkish Airlines next month as well. So we hoping that everything will run smoothly, and then most of our airline partners will be back in Seychelles by hopefully the beginning of next year.
Exciting. Go ahead, please.
It has been a very delicate situation because it's the first time that we handle such a situation on this magnitude with so much risk as well for the destination. But I must mention the fact that the population has abided very, very well, has been very obedient with what has been conveyed to them by the authorities. And this has helped us quite a lot in maintaining the destination as it is today. I think today we are telling the world that Seychelles is a COVID-safe destination.
Okay, excellent. Now, I know you may not have the exact numbers, but do you have on top of your head just the average numbers of people who have visited the country so far since the reopening?
Since the reopening, we have over 2,000 visitors who has come to Seychelles. Mainly, majority coming from the Middle East, obviously because of Emirates, but we have Europeans coming in as well. From Switzerland, we had visitors from France, but France is now on the high risk because of the upward trend in France now at the moment. And we had Italians also coming in, this has stopped. The bits and pieces from other countries, but I would say majority are coming in from the different Middle East countries.
Okay, so as a head for Africa and Americas, what is your message to the travel trade and prospective travelers to the island when everything is good for them to travel from their respective locations?
Our message to which we keep conveying to the travel trade is that Seychelles continue to take this pandemic situation very seriously. We did not rush from the beginning with very easy protocols, as a lot of destination has done. We took our time and listen and learn from respectable organizations such as WHO, follow their guidelines, their advice, and also adjust according to our needs and requirements on the ground in Seychelles. And we're very, very pleased with what we've done. And therefore, we telling our trade partners and consumers that we feel that the destination is very safe in Seychelles. Country and the people also are very well acquainted with what has to be done and what is to be expected when visitors come into the country. There are really no threats because we have a lot of positive points in Seychelles. The fact that we have many islands, we have a lot of islands which has only one resort on it where visitors has the option to go. And this in itself is a kind of isolation, but on holiday, having your own island, a type of Robinson Crusoe kind of holiday. And at the same time as well, visitors can travel around the island only wearing a mask, and the people are very, very well aware of what is going on and what is to be expected from the visitors. Already, I must mention that feedbacks that we've obtained from the visitors who has visited the Seychelles so far from August until now has been very, very positive. There's been a few little remarks which we have taken on board, and we've done the necessary adjustment. When we first started, they found the fees a little bit too high, the PCR fees, and we've adjusted that. We've reduced it by 50%. And the terms and conditions is also very, very important at this time. We've made sure that most of our suppliers, partners in Seychelles are aware that the terms and condition is key to obtaining bookings. So nearly everybody is doing their best to have very flexible term and conditions when they are sending their packages to our partners for sale.
Okay. If there's one thing that you've added or you've made it part of your tourism either offering or your protocols, what would be that thing that you can mention in building back well, or you know, ensuring that when people are coming back to the destination, something that will be part of the tourism service and delivery from the destination?
Okay, I would say more so the people. The people of Seychelles has been always part of the Seychelles experience, that a visitor experience in Seychelles. We are small, and as I mentioned earlier, tourism touches the lives of the whole 95,000 population in Seychelles, directly and indirectly, from the farmers to the fishermen. And more so during this time, because there's been an education process where people have learned how important the industry is for our islands, because everything was virtually empty in the Seychelles. Nearly everything came to a full stop. I mean, the farmers couldn't sell their vegetables, the fishermen couldn't sell their fishes, and other suppliers as well. So I think there's been a very good understanding and lessons learned with regards to the importance of this sector for the Seychelles. And with it as well, we have taken a decision to promote more of cultural tourism in Seychelles, having more of the people involvement in Seychelles, because it is known as a very strong wedding and tourism and honeymoon destination. So we are putting a lot more of emphasis on culture, so that we can tell the visitors our story and make it richer in this context.
So I wanted you to touch on the bit about your celebration, you know, celebrating 250 years of your existence as an island, and how tourism have been part of your economy and you know, the lifestyle of the Seychellois.
Absolutely, tourism is key to Seychelles in many ways, from job creation to the economy. Contributes significantly towards our GDP as well, and to many, many things. So when Seychelles gained its independence from the British in 1976, the government had to decide to try and pinpoint and choose the main sector, the main industry for the Seychelles, and tourism was identified for many reasons. One of the most important reason is the fact that we have some beautiful coast and a lot of unique attractions and many unique selling points, which combined together make Seychelles a very unique destination. So tourism was chosen, and in line with this, the government decided that due to that, we need to identify our main assets and then protect and preserve them for tourism and for the next generation. To me, this was key, and I actually salute this decision, because this is what drives us today for what we are as Seychelles, the identity that we've obtained from the world as one of the smallest island nation which has successfully obtained and implemented a very successful sustainable tourism program in our archipelago. Before the independence, Seychelles was completely isolated. If I bring you back 300 years ago, the islands were completely was uninhabited. There were tortoise and birds and coconut trees. And history has it that the islands were visited by pirates, by Arab explorers as well. And then later on, the first sightings was recorded by Portuguese explorers, Vasco da Gama. And there were no landings. He sighted the islands. And thereafter, in the 70s, the French were the first explorer, the first expedition to have the first settlement in the Seychelles on the island of Saint-Anne in the inner islands, in the harbor of Victoria. And in brief, after that, the French came in, there were great interest in the destination. British came in thereafter as well. There was a bit of a struggle for possessions of the islands, and the French ended up colonizing the Seychelles for around 40 years. And thereafter, the British came, they signed a treaty, and colonized the Seychelles for 200 years until our independence in 1976. And as a people, we came from the liberated slaves on the island, from the first settlers, which was a mix of, there were Indians, Africans, and Portuguese and Arabs. It's such a great mix that we call ourselves the melting pot of nations. But the wonderful thing about it is that we continue to live in harmony together. There's absolutely no discrimination in Seychelles whatsoever. And it's a very, very colorful and very friendly and very, very nice way of life, which we continue to enjoy.
But how is the island life? Can you just give a sense of it?
The archipelago of the Seychelles is located off the east coast of Africa in the Western Indian Ocean. We are about 1,800 kilometers from Kenya. And we are a republic. We are our own group of islands, our own government, with a multi-party democracy system in place. And the islands have two groups of islands. We have a group of granitic islands and a group of coral islands, 74 coral islands and 41 granitic islands, with a total of 115 islands. And most of the population lives on the principal islands, on the granitic islands, which are the three main islands of the Seychelles, Mahé, Praslin, and La Digue. And then we have all these coral outlying islands, which is spread out in the Western Indian Ocean. A lot of them are uninhabited, and some of them has little touristic resorts on the island, which is very popular with honeymoon and weddings and so on. On the islands itself, it's mainly tourism, as I mentioned before. And then there's fishing, which is the second industry in the Seychelles. And then a mix of other things. There's vegetables, and Seychelles tend to import quite a bit of everything. We actually import about 75% of our basic needs and requirement, which is quite heavy. And the government has been talking about sustainability in future to try and develop agriculture on a much bigger scale, and fishing as well, to be sustainable. The destination, as you know, is very, very popular and well known for weddings and honeymoon. As an exotic island destination, we have a lot of unique selling points which a lot of other destinations does not have. First of all, where we are located in the Indian Ocean, we are very, very fortunate that we are completely outside the cyclone belt. Seychelles barely get any cyclones at all. We do get a bit of strong wind, as all the other islands of the Indian Ocean, during July and August, during the southeast trade wind. Otherwise, it's beautiful climate year round, from 75 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit right through the year. And the weather pattern is southeast monsoon trade wind from June to the end of August, and then September to April we have northeast monsoon, which is very, very pleasant and calm sea. So destination in itself is very, very much involved in conservation. There's a lot of things that visitors and locals cannot do in the Seychelles, in line with the conservation policy that is in place in Seychelles. For example, it's forbidden to kill turtles, to kill dolphins in Seychelles. People are not allowed to pick up live shells. You can pick up dead shells. And there's no spearfishing allowed in Seychelles. And fishing of certain specimens of fish as well, even fly fishing as well, is on a catch and release basis. All of this is part of the conservation program which is in place in the Seychelles to protect and preserve our ecosystem on land and the natural habitat as well at sea and on land. Conservation is taught at school, it's part of the curriculum, and tourism as well is often taught at school as well in certain programs and classes as well. So there is this general awareness of the population of how important it is for us to protect and preserve all these valuable assets that we have for tourism and for the next generation as well. And so far it's been it's continued to be a success story.
Excellent. So at what point are you looking to diversify your tourism offering to the market?
We have actually started about 4 or 5 years ago, moving away from the beaches, because we felt that visitors all over the world, they know now that Seychelles has some of the world's most beautiful beaches. We've won a lot of accolades for many, many years. And so we decided to engage and involve much more our culture. And I'm pleased to say that the local service providers in Seychelles are now offering a lot of cultural tours, which involves people and, for example, our food, our music. A very popular one is called A Day in the Life of a Seychellois, where a local a couple will go to the hotel and meet the visitors and bring them to the market, start the day with them, doing the shopping, buy the fish and all the ingredients needed to cook a nice Seychellois Creole food at home in their surroundings. And the visitors can see how it's done, it's cooked, and they sit around the table and eat it together. And the whole scenario is explained to them how it's done. And later on as well, they can be told stories of the past and show how we used to clean our local linen, how we do our local washing in streams and rivers and so on. And it's proven to be a very, very popular excursions for this kind of experience, which the visitors need to go home with it, unique experience. So we're promoting a lot of this, and the idea is to bring it to the villages now, to get each and every villages of Seychelles to try and decentralize tourism. For example, Beauvallon is known as the area where there's quite a lot of tourism activities most of the time. So to try and spread it to other areas of the island so that it can benefit the whole population, society in general. This is the way forward, because we have a story to tell from the beginning of the history of the island, from the time the first settlement arrived in Seychelles until today, a very, very rich and interesting history to tell the visitors. And also visitors can have access to that as well in the museum in Victoria. Many of them go to the museum, and there's many things also to do in Seychelles apart from just lying on the beach. We're telling the world now that Seychelles is more than just beaches. There's a lot more things to do. We have a lot of tours and excursions with a guide if you wish to learn a lot more about the flora and fauna of the destinations. We have a lot of nature trails on the main islands of Seychelles where visitors can go on guided tours and learn about all the different aspects of the flora and fauna, or they can go by themselves. Seychelles is a very safe destination. They can go and wander by themselves, take their time and discover the unique attractions of Seychelles. We have areas where there are gold still hidden in Seychelles. In Belombe, on the western part of Mahé Island, where La Buse treasure is supposed to be hidden. So there is a story as well about gold that were hidden during the time of when the pirates used to visit the island.
Okay, that's a rich history from the island. But are we going to revisit the Carnival days, and how is the Festival Creole come back? I mean, we know Festival Creole is technically still being happening, even though for the pandemic. But are there discussions to merge these two or bring back the famous Carnival?
the Creole Festival will certainly stay. I do not think it will happen this year. We're talking of next month, because it's usually in October, but because it's grouping, as you know, it's a crowd of people, which is against the protocol. But it will certainly take place next year. I'm certain that the situation will be very much under control by then. But the difference between the Carnival and the Creole Festival is the fact that the Carnival was intended to bring all the carnival countries of the world to Seychelles to celebrate the carnival. All countries that had a carnival, like Brazil, like Ireland, like UK, France, they were invited to come to Seychelles to celebrate the carnival through food and people and music, and it became very, very popular, as you know. But the benefit out of this for Seychelles was that it brought with it a lot of press and media. It created a general awareness of the destinations, which would have been virtually impossible for us, for Seychelles, to pay from a financial perspective to bring all these press and media in Seychelles at the same time, which made an impact the world over for us. I think this is where we got the benefit. And also from a word of mouth perspective, all the visitors that tend to book their holiday during that time, especially during the second edition of the Carnival. So it proven to be very, very successful for Seychelles from this perspective. And then, as you know, I think we had the fourth edition, and then there was a decision to stop it indefinitely. I do not know if it will come back. I won't answer that. I won't be able to answer that. But then the emphasis was to promote the Creole Festival. the Creole Festival is more centered on promoting our culture.
Yes.
It's a mix of the Seychellois culture, and we've even reached out to the regional islands of the Indian Ocean under the Vanilla Islands, under the umbrella of the Vanilla Islands. We've invited Rodrigue, Mauritius, Madagascar, Reunion to bring in their culture as well and celebrate the regional culture of the region and our culture of the Seychelles as well. And if you look at both, I think they each serve different purpose. They each serve different purpose. The carnival is much, much more from a huge worldwide perspective. The impact is much, much more greater for Seychelles from an international perspective, especially where press and media is concerned. And then the carnival is the promotion of our culture, which we actually promoting now. So this also falls in line with what the Seychelles Tourism Board is doing, because with a modernized world that we are living in, with all the different technology and everything, I think it's very important that we do have an event like the Creole Festival, so that the new generation, the next generation, come in and do understand where we come from, that we do not lose our culture with them growing up in this new age, in this modern world, and now the new world that we all talking about. So I think Creole Festival will play a very, very significant role going forward where our identity is concerned from a cultural perspective.
Okay, David, thanks so much. What will be your final words as we wrap up this conversation?
My final word would be to tell the visitors that Seychelles, we take our tourism seriously, and especially during this time of the pandemic, we have made sure that all the protocols in place are correct, that all the partners, the suppliers in place are working with the authorities. We are abiding by all the rules and the regulations in place in Seychelles to ensure that we are offering a very, very safe holiday to all the visitors coming to the Seychelles. For those who are not sure, who would like to have access to information, they can easily contact me. My email address is seychelles@stoza.co.za. seychelles@stoza.co.za for any information, or they can go to our website, www.seychelles.travel. There they'll find all the protocols, all the guidelines required pertaining to travel to the Seychelles. We're ready and waiting with open arms to welcome everybody.
Mr. David Jermaine, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure, Kojo, and thank you again for the opportunity. Hey, hey, toi, est-ce que tu vas passer ta vie comme ça?